Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thursday morning, it's 8:05, and it's time for Celebrity Trash, brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We have all kinds of good stuff up there on Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow it, and you'll catch all the links and videos that we mention on air. We're able to, we're all on a Zoom meeting together, so Bryn's able to show us video and photos of things. And, you know, if we spend some time talking about them, we usually dump them up there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
The most recent post was about that Tesla van that's in the works.
Oh, right, right.
Oh.
Yeah. It looks great.
Yeah, it looks
semi-home.
Cool.
It's called is it an RV? Is it just, like Vinny was saying, like one of those Sprinter vans that people are converting into sort of living quarters?
Well, you know why? So one of the things that's a trip about that is there are a lot of people who consider that a move. Like, okay, well, I don't want to be homeless. I'm running out of money. I'm going to buy one of these vans and I'm going to go live by the beach or wherever. Except the communities where you're parking don't want you parking there.
Right.
Like, you can't live in our front yard. That's not okay. And so there are, this is becoming a legitimate way people are going to live. So they've got, California has to get it through its head. Like, okay, we have to designate spaces for people to park. A lot of places.
Well, and the thing is, it's not just parking. There's people need electricity in those things. Right. And then there's the water thing.
Right.
Oh, black water. You got a black water tank, a gray water tank, and a clean water tank. And those all have to be emptied. And
you know, I think that it's, and I can hear someone saying, oh, you think I want to live like this? Well, no, I don't think you do, or maybe you do. I don't know. But people pay taxes for the things that they're using in their neighborhood, and you're not.
Right.
So that's something that it bothers people for sure.
Yep,
so
it does.
Hopefully California is going to get with that program here and get with how people are really living. Not
well, if it becomes a thing where, you know, a big enough percentage of the population is living that way, they're also going to find ways to tax you for that. I mean, they're just going to find ways. Mm-hmm. You know, even a campground is charging you for their facilities,
mm-hmm.
whether you're hooking your camper up and dumping your waste there or you're just using their bathroom facilities.
Old black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on.
Old black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on.
Me, keep on shining your light.
As requested.
All right. Well, the subject has officially
It goes
been
on from that. That's not the end of it.
Make by the everything. Way. Pretty mama gonna make everything all right. And I ain't got no worry.
Cause I ain't in no hurry.
Yes.
At all.
Oh my God. Oh. Hey, yesterday, for our 24th anniversary, Bryn and Nicole made a great video of it's 7+ minutes of just memories from the Sarah and Vinny show, shots of us as little kids when we first started the show, and all kinds of fun clips. And you can find it on the Alice973 Instagram.
The comments are so nice.
They're so nice. Yeah. I was reading through them yesterday and trying to like a few, and it's been an honor being a part of your world for the last 24 years. Whatever tiny fraction you gave us, thanks.
For sure.
Just a great video job. You guys did a great job on it.
Thanks.
I really liked it.
Teamwork makes a dream work.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's effing teamwork.
Oh, you too.
That's great. Now that's a producer team right there.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato, let's talk about her a little bit. She's got a documentary coming up, and it's about her overdose. This is going to be on YouTube, it looks like.
Wait, it's just about her drug problem. It's not about her career or anything
else. It sounds like it's about, it's called Demi Lovato, Dancing with the Devil. It's a four-part series and debuts on March 23rd. I don't know how long each of these episodes is, but it is a... Oh, go ahead.
The first one, she had an hour-long documentary, I want to say 2018 or I forgot when, before she overdosed, and that was about her career and promoting her album at that time. And then a couple months after that, that's when she OD'd.
So she OD'd in 2018. I don't know the date, but it's been a couple years, and so it sounds like that documentary came out, and then she... Mm-hmm. Look, she was having a terribly tough time, and she always has. It seems like there's always been mental health stuff with her, and substance abuse and body image stuff. And apparently, one of the things we learn in this is that everyone knows an OD is terrible. It kind of goes without saying. What we don't know is how bad it was for her, and it turns out she had three strokes and a heart attack during this particular OD.
So we're talking about a not even 30-year-old little girl, right?
Yeah. What do we say? She's 28. So mm-hmm. she would have been 24, 25 maybe. I don't know what the date was in 2018 that this happened. So she's done this documentary about her overdose. It's called Demi Lovato, Dancing with the Devil. March 23rd it comes out. And in the trailer that's been released, Demi reveals she had three strokes and a heart attack. And at one point her doctor said she was 5 to 10 minutes from death. In a separate interview, she said the ordeal's not over. She said, I was left with brain damage, and I still deal with the effects of that today. I don't drive a car because I have blind spots on my vision. And also for a long time, I had a really hard time reading. It was a big deal when I was able to read out of a book, which was 2 months later because my vision was so blurry. Mm-hmm. She says, everything had to happen in order for me to learn the lessons that I learned. I'm so proud of the person that I am today. So hopefully this is a story that ends on a hopeful note. But it's going to be, it's on YouTube, which is where the kids get their TV. So it's a perfect place for it. March 23rd, four-part series.
So do you pay for that?
No, it was free. Her first one was free. So, okay.
And that was also a YouTube one?
Yeah.
So she must just have a populated channel and
I don't know what puts her stuff up there. Workings is, but I watched the trailer yesterday and it looks very interesting.
Yeah.
One of the coolest things I see, let me just mention this real quick, and hopefully someone will catch what I'm trying to put down. One of the coolest things I see these days is that it seems like there are younger people coming up who don't have to learn this lesson the hardest possible way. And they do see the writing on the wall, and they get help before they get to this point. And you can too. You don't have to...
Be 5 to 10 minutes from death.
Yeah, you
with
don't
three
have to go that
heart
route.
Attack.
You already know it's not working for you. You already know it. You
if
know
you
that.
Admit it to yourself. That's
so
the
now
problem.
It's time to make that change and not have it be you can't drive anymore. You see spots or whatever she was saying she's suffering from. It doesn't have to go that route. I admit it went that route for me ish. I never did. I don't know what she was doing. Drinking never caused me to almost die, but I lost my job and I lost my girlfriend and my dog and my house. So it doesn't have to be that way though. So hopefully her showing this video will help some young people.
Even if it only helps one.
Right.
You know, that's the thing about stuff like this. You are on your own journey and you are either going to learn these lessons or you're going to die. Mm-hmm. That's the sad reality of these things is that you are faced with a choice that you know what the right choice is. It's just, will you do that?
Right. And it's not as easy as I'm maybe making it sound. I understand there's a struggle there, but get help. There's people who want to help you, and you can stop this before you get to that point.
For sure. And actually, if you go to RadioAlice.com, I know we have a ton of helpline resources up there. So if you're struggling, reach out.
I'll watch that. I'll let you guys know.
Okay. I'll remind you.
She was also very public with the... her eating disorder as well too. So
right, she had some. She's had a lot of mental struggles,
and her dad was an alcoholic. Her biological dad, that wasn't a part of her life.
You know, she was famous young. She was on a Disney show, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was on Barney.
Oh, boy, Barney, too. So she was really little when she was on that.
That's where her and Selena Gomez met.
There's some really not great things that come out of being famous early.
Yep.
You know, there's some real stagnated development and some tough unrealities that people who have that deal with in their lives, and people around them who just want to stay around them, so don't want to tell them what they don't want to hear. I mean, if you don't have the most solid of foundations, it is not a great thing to get famous when you're young. It's a big struggle. And to publicly struggle with this stuff, it's actually, in its way, it may help other people, as Vinny mentioned, but it's rough when you've got the paparazzi crawling up your chimney to get pictures of you behaving badly.
Right.
It ain't helping anything.
I can't even imagine what that would be like. That's intense.
Are you a huge fan, Nikki?
I am, actually.
It seems like you are. Yeah.
I just think she's a really good singer, and I know she started off at Disney Channel, but her singing's just so good. And then, just seeing how open she is and how her family talks about it. That's why this trailer was so interesting to me, because her family was like, she's very good at hiding things and making seem like everything's okay.
Well, and addicts are awesome at that.
That's an addict thing. We become experts at that crap.
Yeah, and so it shows just everything leading up to her overdose.
She's in that Eurovision movie. When did that come out? This is the one with Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams. So this is post OD for her. Mm-hmm. She's hilariously great in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a huge part, but it's a. She's the nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one everyone has their money on to win, and she's really good in it.
June of 2020 is when that was released.
June 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, it was last year.
It feels like forever.
During the pandemic.
Vinny, you'd love that movie. First of all, it's hilarious. The music is so good and also so awful, but also
Well, I'll
so
tell
good.
You what. If you can tell me who committed the murder in The Undoing, I can stop watching that and move on to the next thing.
All right, here we go.
No, I'm not doing it.
All right,
I'm not doing it, because the way that you get there, The Undoing, is it's like it turns out it's the perfect title. Anyway.
I do love her new song, though, the one we're playing,
Monsters.
I made my bed and I'm still wondering.
I'm wondering why do all the monsters come out at night? Why do we sleep where we want to hide? Why do I run back to you like I don't?
It's the ending for me when she does that high note at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The very
she kills mm-hmm. it. She does. I mean, she's got a huge
When is
range.
This show on again? I'm sorry.
March 23rd on YouTube.
We're talking about Demi Lovato's sort of tell-all
four-part
about her
documentary
overdose.
About the, yeah. About the
Say
overdose.
It again. I'm sorry. I talked over you.
It's called Demi Lovato Dancing with the Devil, March 23rd, YouTube, four-part documentary March about 23rd. The OD.
Got it. Oh, that's a month away.
Yeah. Got the note. Yeah, that's a high freaking note.
Yeah, that's
note.
So high.
You got it, though, Bryn. You nailed
Thank
it.
Thank you. I know. That was my actual voice. Thanks, guys. I can't even do it right now. It's hard.
Speaking of musical talent, I didn't know this person had any. I knew that she could dance because I saw her in a Bruce Springsteen video when she was a kid. I'm talking about Courtney Cox, Monica from Friends. It appears that she is a pianist. She
what?
Put out a pianist.
Oh.
A person who plays
I'm
piano.
I'm so sorry. That sounded like something entirely else.
Yeah. It's close, but no cigar. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
What
so
does that mean?
You know what it means, Dr. Phil. Please stop asking that question. So Courtney Cox is on Instagram, and she puts up this video. And it's what's adorable about it is she does the the clap from the Friends song and then proceeds to play the Friends song on piano with some very enthusiastic guitar player behind her. And then I look on her Instagram, and there's like a bunch of other things of her playing the piano and doing various songs. So here's a little taste of the... let it go at the end.
Yeah.
Watch this. So cute. That's adorable. Adorable. And then I'm scrolling down and she did Olivia Rodrigo's.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, it's down right there. And
yeah, I wonder if she did the playing along with the song. There's an explicit version of that. You know, I just wonder if she actually sings the words.
Well, she's playing along with, it sounds like the song is going and she's just playing the piano along with it. But anyway, if you want to check it, I just did not know that she played piano and turns out she does. People we know are musicians. Green Day.
Yeah.
They've been doing it so long, it's just a given. Oh, those guys, another great song. Oh, who knew?
Duh.
Another great song coming out. I don't know if it's great, but I'm assuming.
Oh, we got a new Green Day song?
It's not right now, unfortunately.
Oh,
but this weekend, there's an annual outdoor NFL, NHL game. I did not, hockey game. I didn't realize this. But I guess it's a big one because people could be outside and can go to this game. Plus, you know, you wear your scarf and your mask, cover yourself up. So, new Green Day song, you will find it first during NBC's Saturday afternoon this February 20th, this Saturday, broadcast of the NHL's annual outdoor game event. This year, it's the Colorado Avalanche and the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They're going to unveil a song called Here Comes the Shock during the game. It's happening at the Edgewood Tahoe Resort Outdoor Venue in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. And it's one of two outdoor games this weekend. Pentatonix is also going to be doing the national anthem for Sunday's game at the same venue. That's the Bruins and the Flyers. And if you want to check it out and you're an NHL fan, if you're an NHL fan, you probably already know where to find it.
Right.
You know, Google it. I'm sure it'll pop right up. But new Green Day song. I'm sure they're like, yes, we want to play. We want to play live. No,
anytime,
outdoors,
anywhere,
we'll
do
it.
Right.
This is kind of funny. The Tiny Desk concerts that they do on NPR.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cute. Yesterday, Nicole sent me a Rick Ross one, which I looked at, but we just didn't have time to get to it. But then to follow that up, 2 Chainz was like, I'm going to do one too. And in his, let's see if you can figure out what he's doing, because these are all from a remote location now. Here he is. He's sitting in a chair in what looks like a salon.
Yeah, I'm not playing the audio because it's actually.
Yeah, it's explicit. And he is getting a pedicure as he's doing.
So he's down.
He is. There's the mic massaged in front of his face. He's rapping. He's doing his thing. I wish you could play a little of it, but he's getting the calf rub down that they give you.
Yeah.
And then there he is, his feet are in a bath. He's got his feet in there, and then he's getting his... And through the whole concert, this person's working on his feet.
I love that spotlight on him.
Yeah, I know. It's great. And it's those chairs that in the fancy salons where, you know, you get the whole kickback thing. You look like you're in a throne. And he's in the center one. There's one on either side of him.
How long does a pedi take?
Well, let's see. How long is the video? I think it's about 20 minutes.
At some point, he gets out of it. The video is 20-something minutes. But looks
the whole thing.
Yeah, it looks like he stands up at some point with the
Well, on
in
his
the
butter
back.
Soft
yeah.
feet, he does. Yeah. It's really, it's you know, good for him for coming up with something I've never seen before. There you go.
If John got regular pedis, would that be something you would be all for? Or
I actually love pedicures, and if John wanted to go get one weekly, I would go with him. I would never do it on my own. Pedicures are great.
Yeah, I don't. Oh.
My feet are so soft afterward, and my feet are a mess. I could really use a pedicure at any given time.
No. Oof,
terrible feet.
I had no idea.
Yeah, don't you like pedicures? Have you had one?
I don't like any of that stuff.
I see
really.
A lot of guys get pedicures.
Yeah,
there.
A lot of guys get them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, your feet can be rank.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Mine are fine. I don't have a problem. You want them to look good. I told you guys, I just saw Kill Bill.
Yeah.
The first one. And there's a point where Uma is, she's been in a coma and been used for bad things.
Terrible things.
By a couple of hillbillies. And, but then she rescues herself, but she has to sit there and talk to her feet. And so her feet are featured in this movie. And she's got bent toes. And I mean, they're well cared for. Clearly, she'd had a pedicure. But feet can be janky.
Yeah, they're not our most attractive. Oh, some people are really into them, and even the jankier the better. Some people even like the smell.
Oh, look, Nicole loves them.
I hate feet, but I'll take care of mine.
You hate feet?
Feet are just so gross. Like toes, ugh. Like, I'm not into it.
She hates it with a passion.
I hate
So if, you're, oh, you're if like your boyfriend was like, you know what I need?
My toes like, suck.
That wouldn't be a
Yeah, I gotta have you.
No.
Yeah.
I gotta have it.
No.
It's a deal breaker. I love you. You love me. But I have got to have mouth to toe.
Yeah.
No.
And not only mouth to toe, I'm gonna need you to like scrape out under my nails and give me a little. I want you to clip my nails for me. I want you to buff the rough stuff.
No, my
off
mom always
goes feet.
Massage my feet. I'm like, no. Even with socks on, no, I'm not touching that.
John loves his feet rubbed. That's how I tricked him into being with me.
Oh, no, it feels great, yeah.
Yeah.
You tricked him into being with
for,
you,
for
and it wasn't
For 6 months, I was giving him regular foot rubs. And,
your other
but
skills?
But in my head, no, it was the foot. I'm convinced it was the foot rubs.
Yeah. Right.
And he's like, how do you never rub my feet anymore? I'm like, because I already have you. That's why. Get away. Go pay for that. Go get someone else to rub your feet.
You girls all do that. You do something rad, and then you take it away as soon as you got
I will
us.
Never ask for a foot rub either. Like, don't.
Yeah, I don't need that either.
The only time people touch my feet is when I get a pedicure, and that's it.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm going to need.
When this is all over, let's get a pedicure.
I'm going to need you to kiss my big toe. You have to. It's part of our. That's the only way we can get married. I have to have that.
Just break up with him.
No.
God,
sorry.
You'd break up?
Yes.
Tell him you're breaking
up
with him right now.
You dump a guy.
Yeah.
Over that.
If I cannot make him happy because I won't kiss his big toe, then it's. I'm sorry.
It's already over.
She's already looking for a reason to break up. Let's face it.
Yeah, she hates people. God. She only likes her gal pals.
Yeah.
Galentine.
So that's the worst possible thing a guy could ask you to do is to kiss his toe.
No, that's not the worst possible thing.
What's the worst possible thing a guy could ask you to do?
I mean, I think there's
like what?
Worse things out there.
What?
But...
Name something.
Like the Death Star?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Death Star.
Yeah. Nobody wants that.
No, people want that, no. And I'm sitting here thinking, if you're stopping at the toe, the Death Star's got to be off limits,
well,
right?
Well, let's hope so.
I mean, think, like...
Don't let anyone talk you into that.
I feel like...
You won't like it. It's awful.
When you say Death
say
Star, are you referring
microphone.
To something
you
else?
You know what we're talking about, the Death Star. Yeah, everyone knows what the Death Star
you're
is.
You're sitting on it, you ding-dong.
Luke's
like...
flying an X-Wing fighter down your crack. Drop a bomb in the Death Star.
Oh my God.
Okay.
All right. It's time to break, guys.
It is. I have other stories that I will not be getting to. And what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Unfortunately, I'd planned my teas before you did the Demi Lovato story.
Oh.
What should you drink today? I'll tell you after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.